That right?
That's right, through
okay,
Sunday.
Okay, Billy Ray, 542-9900. Welcome, and I just found out you're a local kid.
That
local
is true.
Guy.
That's true. I'm an East Sider.
Yeah, is that right? Mm-hmm. No kidding. Is that right? And your family's here in town, and you live here or don't live here?
I do still live here.
Yeah. Oh, you still do live here?
Oh, yeah, okay. you can do stand-up from anywhere in the United States. They have planes.
I never thought of that, Billy Ray. Yes. And your mom and dad live here? I mean, everybody lives here.
They live here
right?
Now. It's kind of, you have to ask me on an up-to-minute basis because my folks kind of move around a lot.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they've been back and forth to Florida about four times. They're part of a witness relocation program. We don't know who's following them. We don't know who wants them, but somebody's looking for them.
I understand your dad is a big fisherman, is that
right? He is, and of course he's completely impatient. I don't know about your dad, but my dad was a guy who had absolutely no patience at all. My dad's idea of fishing was trolling at full throttle. Go ahead, throw your lines in the water, boys. Man, take off like a bat out of hell. Fish had no hope of catching up with us. But see, you know, my dad never actually fished with a lure or bait. He just used a huge oversized treble hook and sort of dragged the lake for unsuspecting fish. Every once in a while, you get lucky and kind of snag one. We look out behind the boat, things water skiing back there.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's, you know, we never actually caught an entire fish. Bits and pieces were about all we could go. The end of a good fishing trip, we'd pull up the stringer. The only thing on it was a bunch of fish lips. My mom would make fried fish. It looked like onion rings. I still can't order them at Big Boy. No way.
Can't get into that.
No, it's just
The funny thing is that Howard Johnson's has those fried clams, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can't handle that because of that. I understand. So you did a lot of male bonding. Well, how many boys in the family?
I was one of four boys growing up. And,
okay.
You know,
right.
and of course that caused my dad no end of pain.
I can well imagine. Yeah, sure.
And the travel, of course, he bought the vehicle that could only support four boys. He bought the Chevy Suburban.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's the big one. Yeah.
You know what a Chevy Suburban is.
Oh, yes, I do.
It's a station wagon on steroids.
Yes, it is.
A big freaking car.
That is a big, great looking. The new ones are great looking.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. But ours wasn't. Ours was big and old.
Yeah, I know the old model. Yeah,
it rolled over the waves.
I see. So you guys would, you, your dad and the four boys, I mean, you and the three brothers, you'd go out and do, besides fishing,
We did all kinds of strange mayhem things. The wintertime was probably the scariest. I have some of my worst flashbacks from the wintertime.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We used to like to go tobogganing. You guys like to tobogganing?
Years ago, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
When you were a kid, right?
Sure, yeah.
But my dad, of course, always looked at the work aspect of any activity. Mm-hmm. So it looked to him like a lot of work. Might have to pull that thing back up the hill. Tell you what we're going to do, boys. Let's just tie it to the back of the Suburban. I'll pull you down country road. You're going to love it. The only problem with this whole premise is we sat so low in the toboggan, he couldn't see us in the rearview mirror.
Sure.
The only way he could tell we were still on the toboggan was to slam on the brakes and listen for the thud. Okay, boys, let's hit the freeway. Come on.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, it was tough.
Must have been tough, yeah. Are you a married man?
Yes, I am married, and very married is the word.
Really?
Yes.
You have children?
I have four boys.
Ooh. Oh, you're one of four, and you had four boys.
Four boys, kind of deja vu all over again.
Yeah, so to speak. That's exactly right, yeah.
Yes.
So that's interesting. Now, your wife must be a busy lady.
That doesn't even come close to describing what my wife is. She's tolerant, and I'm glad.
Is she really?
Yeah, they're wonderful kids. I've got four of them. I've got an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Okay.
All boys. The young one, Matt David, was 11 pounds, 1 ounce when he was born. He came out, he was smoking a cigarette. He was. He had the want ads under his arm. He was out looking for a job right away. He's on the hospital maintenance staff. He was doing well.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big old guy, a big kid, you know, and I don't know if any, you know, we wanted to find out the sex of this child before he was born because already had three boys.
Sure,
and we figured, you know, the nursery, we got a lot more planning to do if it's a girl.
Yeah.
So we figured we're going to hope to maybe get lucky and go see, get the ultrasound done.
Oh, sure.
How many of you guys have seen ultrasound pictures?
Yeah, right.
Can any of you guys honestly say you've ever made out anything on an ultrasound picture?
No.
You got to be Chuck Gatica to figure out what's on an ultrasound picture. My buddy's looking at it. He's like, well, I don't know if it's a boy or not, Bill, but it looks like we're going to have good weather for about 3 days. It's your golf clubs. Let's go. I'm telling you.
I see. Now, the boys, are they well-behaved? Your boys?
Boys behaved?
Well, I didn't have any. You know, or maybe you don't know. I had all girls.
Oh, yes, which is a whole different animal.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes, it is. Yes.
I'll tell you what. My 5-year-old son Thomas needs no sleep.
Really?
Do you know this
No
child?
Sleep at all?
None at all. 6:30 in the morning, pops out of bed like toast out of a toaster, and if you listen real closely, you can hear him finishing a sentence he was in the middle of the night before. All day long, he's running around the house, bouncing around, bing-bang, bing-bang. 11:30 at night, I want to go to bed. He's putting Letterman on. I got to play Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. I had to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart, tag his ear, and separate him from the herd. I swear to God, this kid's got a bag of cocaine stashed somewhere in the house. Come on, Dad, what do you want to do? You want to play some video games? You want to play some? You want to ride bikes? You want to play cards? Whatever you want to do. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
A little hyperactive.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, and he's got that Teflon butt. You know the Teflon butt?
No.
You put him in a chair, he's right back out of it again. Get back here.
Yeah, they love to do that in the high chair. You know how they slip down in the high chair?
Right.
Although they have straps now, don't they? Yeah. Well, maybe they always did.
I use restraints. Yes.
You do use restraints?
Yes.
I understand.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we don't use babysitters anymore. I figure if you have enough duct tape, you really don't need a babysitter. Bonuses, they're usually right where you left them when you come back. You know, that's what I like, you know.
Now, do your boys do the normal stuff the kids do growing up?
Yeah, but you run into those things. You know, there's certain kind of events that always occur in a childhood.
Yeah.
I don't know, have you ever caught your girls the doctor thing, the playing doctor?
I don't remember that.
No, oh, no. Man. There, I walk in on my 9-year-old son, Steven. There he is with his pants around his ankles. Little 9-year-old neighbor girl, her pants around her ankles. I'm a responsible dad. I'm about to launch into a tirade. This is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's behind me. Shh, don't make a big deal out of this. Child psychologists say this is normal. It's normal. Curiosity.
Uh-huh.
The fact that he'd rented a motel room, that ticked me off. Stole my charge card. Rented a limo because he had no license.
I see. Uh-huh.
Well, I figured, you know, and I figured this, he's getting way ahead of himself here. This has gone too far. I'm going to get him involved with something, that, you know, with other boys, bonding his own age. I figure I'm going to get him in the Cub Scouts. You know the Cub Scouts?
Sure.
That little neo-Nazi group, the Cub Scouts?
Sure.
Now, we're going to get him into the Cub Scouts, you know, and they're having an induction thing over at the elementary school, so we're heading over there. We're running a little late. We get there. There's 14 boys his age that want to be Cub Scouts, and only one volunteer den mother. We're sorry, Mr. Bauer. We can't take your son this year. This lady's going to go crazy. She can't handle these 14 boys as it is. We're really sorry. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
We're leaving the school. We're bumming.
Yeah.
But across the hall, they're running a Girl Scout meeting. A lady comes out. We'll take them. We'll take them. Like, what? She goes, oh, yeah, we have a boys' division. Brownies with nuts.
Whoa. Is that right? I see. Okay.
Yes.
You plan any more children, Billy Ray?
Not in this lifetime.
I
no.
See. That's it. 4-0.
I am.
Well, so you're not going to try for a girl?
No. In fact, I've been surgically altered to.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. If I try for a girl, it'll be at the mall. I'm not.
So you couldn't get in that Brownies group yourself?
I do. I'd like to be a campfire girl.
I see. Right. Okay. Well, your wife with four kids. I know my wife and my family with six daughters. I mean, was shopping all the time, buying clothes and stuff.
Man, and my wife just loves to shop. She tapes the Home Shopping Network.
She does. Guess she misses something.
She does. And then she sends me out shopping, and probably the most dangerous place to send a man shopping is to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've been reprimanded many times for buying things that were not on the list.
Oh, sure.
And I even bought things that she had a coupon for.
Oh,
do not. My wife found a coupon for the vasectomy I'd gotten. Half off. I didn't really appreciate it.
No, I know what that means.
No, exactly. Well, you know, and you go to the grocery store. Now, I got to tell you, my wife got to the point where she didn't trust me. She used to pin an envelope to my shirt, send me to the store. I had to have the store manager sign it before I could leave the store. And the women in a grocery store can tell if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
They'll mess with you. You know that? They will. Have you noticed that? The women can tell. They have a sixth sense about it.
Well, they're good at it.
Well, they are. You know, and I'll tell you, I go to the grocery store, you know, and I think I'm doing a pretty doggone good job because I hadn't even gotten out of the first aisle. I already had a full cart, so
okay.
I think I'm doing a good job,
okay.
You know. And I'm it's going along pretty good, but I get to the detergent aisle. I'm gonna buy me some soap.
Okay.
Sure enough, this woman starts hassling me.
Don't buy Tide detergent. It's made by devil worshippers.
Oh, that P&G thing, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. And she goes, yes, it's made by devil worshippers. Tide detergent is made by devil worshippers.
I said, ma'am, this really bums me out. Tide's the only thing that'll get the goat blood stains out of my tunic. Got rid of her, I'll tell you. One. I had a little fun with her later at the meat counter. It was like, don't kill it, just bring it out.
Billy Ray Bauer at the Comedy Castle. Now, we got the Dream Cruise coming up, Sal. You a car fan?
Oh, God, yes. How can you grow up in Detroit and not be a car fan?
Yeah,
you know, You know, my first car was a 69 Buick LeSabre.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, yeah. The 6,000-pound hunk of metal.
Oh, sure.
Moving land. Had a 600-pound Bondo spot on the left front fender. I could not make a right turn in this car. If I wanted to go anywhere, I had to figure out how to go there by making only left turns. Yeah, then, of course, I just decided to go in the other direction. My next car was a Pinot. Any of you guys have a Pinot?
No, yeah. I never had a Pinot.
Yeah, yeah, I had a. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have the wagon or the sports coupe?
Sports coupe. It
was the
wagon.
The way I had. Did you get the little curtains?
Oh yeah.
Cheaped out on the Motel 6, didn't you? Huh? Yeah, I can see it, ankles. Yeah. I know. I had the sports coupe with a racing ashtray. Quick car. I love it. I had a scary experience, though. One time while I was driving it, the brakes went out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, fortunately, I was able to bring the vehicle to a stop by turning on the air conditioning.
Billy Ray, you're a fun guy. Billy Ray Bauer, he's at the Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle.
That is
through
correct, sir.
Saturday night, Billy Ray?
Yeah, that would be true. We'll be there Thursday night, 8:30, Friday, 8:15, and 10:45. Again on Saturday, 8:15 and 10:45, and then Sunday at 7:30.
Okay, so that's the night through Saturday. Billy Ray Bauer, the number is 542-9900, area code 810. Good to see you, Billy Ray.
Hey.
My best to your mom and dad, who live here in the area, right?
As far as I know.
That's right. Well, that moving back and forth. The last you heard, they were still in town.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. Well, good to see you, Billy Ray. Billy Ray Bowie. Thanks, Billy Ray.